One small college in the Northeast Kingdom is finding that students from around the world are enrolling in its classes. BPR's Amy Noyes has more on what Sterling College is doing while so many small colleges struggle to fill classrooms.
Tons of different things you can do with your whey. In the dairy, on farm, in your kitchen, in the garden. All ways aren't made the same.
You're listening in on a continuing education class about natural cheesemaking. The instructor is David Asher, a farmstead cheesemaker from British Columbia. His book, called The Art of Natural Cheesemaking, is required reading for the class. But most of the students in the sold-out course have already read it. Before signing up for the course, most of these students had never heard of Sterling College, and many had never been to Vermont. David Asher is the draw. Hobby cheesemaker Karen Dixon lives in Spokane, Washington, but came to the school here in Craftsbury Common for this class and this teacher.
When I found out that David was going to be in the States, albeit, you know, across the United States, I've never been to Vermont. I was really excited to come here and meet him.
Namrata Sundarisan traveled from Chennai, India.
I think David's class is as much about cheese making as it's about a philosophy of life. That's how I see it. So it's about doing things in a more sustainable way. It's easy to get carried away by modern convenience. It's a little difficult to unlearn and go back, but I think that's what I'm taking back with me.
And she'll be bringing those lessons, as well as her cheese making skills, back to a group of differently abled girls she works with in Chennai.
So I have a team of girls who are autistic, blind, hearing impaired, and cheese making was something I had learned on a farm stay, and I started doing this as therapy with the girls.
Like other students in the class, she came to learn from Asher, but says Sterling College is a pleasant surprise.
I think it's the most un-campus-like campus, if I can say that. And David in Vermont couldn't have gotten better. So here I am, braving the winter to find my answers, to learn more.
Asher's course is part of Sterling's continuing education arm, called the School of the New American Farmstead. It's a partnership with Vermont publisher Chelsea Green. Asher says he's among the first of many author instructors brought on board.
Sterling College has hired a good number of different educators from across the organic farming community who have published works on subjects like mine. So there are other professors that come and teach courses on fermentation, that come and teach classes on mushroom cultivation, on sourdough bread baking, and other natural farming arts.
The learning isn't confined to the Sterling College campus. On the same day, another class, this one intended for professional cheesemakers, is touring the cheese caves at Jasper Hill Farm in neighboring Greensboro.
So here we're trying to do two different styles of cheese we're trying to age. We have our Alpine style, which is Alpha Tolman. It's raw milk made down at the Food Venture Center in Hardwick. And then we also have Landaff, which comes from a partner producer, Landaff Creamery in New Hampshire.
We need to deliver education to different audiences for different purposes, and sometimes people are doing it for their own validation, their own enrichment, and other times they need the certification, and the intent here is to do all of that at one time and to speak to all those audiences.
Philip Ackerman Leist was just brought on board as the first dean of the continuing ed school.
The School of the New American Farmstead, really the idea there is to tap into the wisdom, the traditions, the crafts that have really built so much of the rural culture of the Northeast Kingdom and certainly of Vermont, and then translate that into current day knowledge. So I think it really provides the opportunity for people to turn passions into livelihoods, and that's a really powerful piece.
In addition to building out a full schedule of on-campus course offerings, Ackerman Leist says he'll work on digital ways to offer distance learning. His goal is to bring Sterling's lessons to learners in rural communities across the country and beyond. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.